Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Price of diesel and petrol has been on our mind for quite a while right now. It's been quite a week, 7 or 8 days for the country. Sinn Féin tabling a confidence of no motion. No motion confidence. No emotion, no confidence motion.
That's the one.
Can't get a piece of that action at all, even if we wanted to, Fionnuala, but maybe we could create our own piece of action by getting people to decide what does this country truly need to vote on.
Could be a referendum, could be a general election style of vote. But if we were to throw out some things that we would like to see a vote held on, consistent sizing across all women's clothing brands. I would vote in favour of this 100%. I would campaign for it. I would put a big X in the yes box because it is a scourge trying to work across sizes from different retailers.
Is it that much of a problem?
It really is. You've got the shops that put you in about 2 sizes bigger than what you think you are. Then you try and go online and you're trying to work out the measurements and you're like, is that actually what I am? A 12 is not a 12. In every outlet, a 14 is not a 14 in every outlet. An 8 is not an 8. It doesn't size up.
That is a scourge.
Yeah.
Okay, if we're voting on that, we may as well get value for money if we're going to get the whole country out to vote. What else could you put to the ballot box?
I think we're in a move towards this already, but it's not happening quickly enough for my liking or firmly enough. Getting rid of all liquid restrictions at airports and the inconsistency between airports that make you take out the liquids and those that don't. Case in point, flew out of Dublin over a week ago, left the liquids in a bag, happy days coming back from Pisa. Oh no, liquids out, show what you have. Get rid of it, just be gone.
Okay, so that's more of a demand than a vote you're making. That's actually 2 demands.
Well, no, I wanted to have a vote on it. I want to see, you know, maybe there are people who would disagree. I open and welcome to a healthy debate.
I think you have 2 landslides there on your hands. One that's more challenging, one that's more maybe 50-50 to do a crossing the road.
Whether you should have to speed up or even break into a little run or jog if someone lets you cross the road.
What's your thoughts on that?
I think you need to make a show of speeding up. I don't think you can acknowledge someone letting you cross the road outside of a pedestrian crossing. You know, they've slowed down to let you pass and you don't at least try and make it look like you're scurrying up.
See, I wholeheartedly disagree. I do enjoy when somebody scurries and hurries up. The sadistic part of me going, go on, run there. But if you are stopping for somebody, you're the driver of the car. You come to a pedestrian who's trying to cross the road. You stop for them. I don't want them to run. I don't want them to look desperate. I don't want things to fall out of their pocket and them doing that kind of half jog and looking worryingly at you. I want them to just cross the road safely.
No, because see, there are people in the world who do good gestures for nothing else, only the goodness of their heart. For the rest of us, real people, we want acknowledgement of the nice thing we've done. We want to see gratitude. And the way you show that gratitude is doing a little sped up walk if someone lets you cross the road. I would hold a vote on whether you should have to do that.
I think your first 2 are landslides. I think the third one right now that you're after proposing, I think it'll be more 50-50. I'll put it to you, the people of Ireland, the person listening right now. If you stop for somebody, a pedestrian crossing the road, should they hurry up and do a little jog and look hurried, or should they take their time crossing the road for you? Sean, with a compromise, should at least give you a little wave.
Oh, absolutely.
If they walk in at their own pace and give you a wave, is that acceptable or...
I'll allow it, yeah, okay, yeah.
What about this though? Hello, sir.
Hey guys, there's nothing worse than someone when they're crossing the road, and they take their time and... Try living in Westport where you have courtesy crossings and they just walk out in front of you.
Westport is good crack to be driving through because they have... speed bumps, but they come up to the curb. So it looks, it has all the hallmarks of a pedestrian crossing, but legally it doesn't have the lines or the lights.
Okay, so the pedestrians will come along. Do you think it's a case of uncertainty for the pedestrian as well? They're like, oh, hang on a second now. Should we be crossing here? If they've the foot out, you have to stop.
Legally, it's a bit of a grey area. They don't have the right, but they think they have the right. And I suppose if you do not stop, then it's in bad news for you.
All I'm saying is we need to vote on this because I am coming down on the side of you have to show your gratitude for the person who's giving you the right of way to cross the road. So do that by scuttling along a bit faster than you were.
Fionnuala doesn't care if you're 99 years of age. If she's letting you cross the road, you can put out a hip getting across as long as you hurry for her.
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.